Hey, it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. We skipped a whole month. We acknowledge our wrongdoings, but we have reconvened. We are reconvened as a group. Hello, I'm Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie.
Hello.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Did you miss us?
Yes. Well, I missed you guys. It's been a while. I don't even know how long it's been since our girls' night. 3 weeks.
That was August 26th.
Yeah.
So it's September 16th. It's been so long. It's only been 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh,
that was 2 weeks. So much has happened.
Oh, that's only been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Why does it feel like 2 months ago, man?
Okay, well, we didn't record anything for August.
And we didn't really talk to each other because I ghosted you guys for 2 weeks.
Girl, yeah. You were also kind of ghosting us, like, for this meetup. You were replying so late.
Yeah.
I was like, Lucy, you gonna have dinner here? Actually, buti na lang you didn't because, like, we just didn't serve dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't been on my phone, that's why. I really haven't.
Your old ass phone.
No, but if I'm on my phone, I'm just working. So I haven't even, like, yesterday was the first time I opened YouTube in, like, a month.
So, TLDR, a lot has happened.
Okay,
round robin, how is everyone?
Life has been lifing.
Yes.
That's all.
Please explain.
Like adulthood is starting to
like crash and hit on you. Okay.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Can't relate. You're the only one who can relate.
I don't know. Like, okay, because I already hit a month into work. Mm-hmm. Yay. Awesome.
Congrats.
Like, I wasn't doing much, though, in the first month. But then they did tell me that, like, oh, that's normal. Like, just enjoy the first month that it's, like, slow. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, 1 month passed, and it was still slow. Like, nothing was really happening. So, oh, yeah, for context, I work in a PR agency. So, that's cute. My job in life is now to be cute.
Yes.
With words. So, that's, like... That's been my longing.
As a comm major.
As a comm major, now it's gonna be my whole personality for the rest of my life. But yeah, it was slow. So like, earlier this week, like legit, like 2 weeks into September, I was like, I wanna do more. So I talked to my boss and I was like, hey, I think I could use a little more work now. Because I feel like, yeah, I know, right? Oh my gosh, initiative.
She's a big girl.
Initiative. And then she did say, she's like, thank you so much for the transparency and initiative. You're gonna regret this. But then she did give me, like, an account and a pitch. So I was like, okay, slay. And it's been a slay so far. Even though it's still a little slow, but then, like, it's a little more.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, baby steps. And it's been good. And then yesterday, I was thinking of synonyms for words for the pitch that I'm working on. So that's been nice, like just looking at the thesaurus and going on ChatGPT and like, can you give me a phrase for this? So that's my job and it's been nice.
I'm so happy you get paid to do that.
I know! I get paid to be cute and use words. But oh my gosh, I was sick for a while so I didn't really go out for like 2 weeks. I was coughing. I mean, I think that's also why I didn't initiate the record this for a while, because I was just coughing and I was like, what if I just cough while recording and that's not gonna be nice and I'm gonna have to edit it out and it's not gonna be cool. But yeah, adulthood has started. It's also revealed things about myself.
What?
I don't know, like I haven't, I think it's the first time in my life that I'm only doing one thing. So like, because I used to do so much growing up, like a lot of extracurriculars, and now I'm not doing any of those extracurriculars at all. So it's just been a little weird, like the younger self has like started to taper away. Mm-hmm. So that's been a little weird. Like it's not bad, you know, it's not
it's
bad
just
at all.
Growing up.
Yeah, it's just growing up, but it's been for me, like, I've been more introspective. Na, like, I don't know if I'm happy. Like, I am in the most general sense, but then, like, without those, I'm like a mini identity crisis. Na hindi naman, because, like, I know that I'm a fully fledged communication major who's making it my entire personality for the rest of my life. But then, like, the other stuff, I'm like, I don't know what to do with that, with the little hole.
I'm kind of tearing up, man. Because, like, dude, when we started this, we were, like, lost college kids in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah, and
like,
now
we're sophomores, right?
We're doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're out
except
in the world.
PC, she's back.
Well, she's still doing. We're all in different parts of our life.
But, yeah, that's where I am right now in my life. And it's been 5 minutes. So, someone go next.
The next 5 minutes will be allocated for Sophie.
No.
Okay, your 5 minutes starts now.
Oh my god. Okay, where do I begin?
What you been up to lately?
Okay, so I initially went into my fun employment era with the idea of not really starting work until next year.
You're right.
But lo and behold, everybody around me has, like, they got into jobs, they had job offers, and, like, I'm the only one who really has a lot of free time. So that got me thinking, why don't I just start looking for jobs now, since I don't really have anything better to do. So it was initially, like, very casual job search, but then now, it hasn't even been a week, but I'm on, like, the second round of interviews already, and they're all for jobs that I really do see myself working for, but they're very different in the nature of their work, and I feel like naman I can excel in all of them because there's something. I mean, most of them are food related, and that's really what I want to specialize
in. She's gonna be a food and beverage girly.
Yeah, exciting. But yeah, I mean, I think related to what Ju said earlier, parang I got this feeling na as a kid or like growing up, I was doing a lot of things, and then there was a moment in this fun employment era that I was like, I'm not doing anything productive or anything worthwhile. So, might as well just start doing something. And then I guess one anecdote I can share that has been a question in all of my interviews so far that I did not really expect was, how do you manage stress? Everyone has asked me that. And even for my internship interviews, they never asked me that. Mm-hmm. So, when they first asked me that, I was like, interesting question. I think I handle it pretty well.
But answer the question.
Yeah, no, like, I said more often than not, like, I thrive under a certain degree of stress.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's how we were raised as MC girlies. Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah, I mean, I miss that stress in life. Because right now, like, it's just, it's chill, but
you going to the gym at like 3 p.m.
Yeah,
on a Wednesday.
I know. And then sometimes I'm there at like 11 a.m. and the same people are there. So like, what are people doing? You know. Anyways, that's life for me. Nothing really interesting. I mean, I will share. I've been so happy lately. My friendships are great. My relationships are great. My family's great. Life is just so good right now. Honestly, like, I love life. Okay, that's all.
But you're so lucky that, like, the companies you applied for got back to you very quickly.
Yeah, I will say that.
Because that does not happen a lot.
I know.
So maybe it's time.
Maybe it's time, yeah. I mean, okay, that's so funny because when I think I just started, I just decided to, like, look for jobs on a Sunday. And then I sent out my resumes on a Tuesday. And then everybody got back to me on the same day.
That does not happen.
Yeah, I know, like, I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's a sign.
Yeah.
God's like, you better work already.
It's like putting you to work.
All
now.
Your plans just went out the window. I thought, know. You know, Sharga, Baguio. What was gonna
we
happen?
Can still we go can to Baguio.
No, but she was like gonna stay in Baguio, di ba?
I know. Well,
if
it
you're
depends.
Work from home, you can.
I can. It really depends where, whichever job takes me. And
home is where the heart is.
Yes, okay. Sorry, that wasn't really 5 minutes, but Lucy, please. Your 5 minutes start now.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. So, life is hectic. Why are you looking at me?
Because Lucy ghosted us again for like another week. So like, what happened?
So you know, when I ghost you, you know things are about to go down. No, that only happened in Arky, diba? Like, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna talk to you. I'm finishing plates, but now it's happening again. Well, life is hectic. I think I took too much. I took too much to bargain for, whatever. But I mean, with mid year, I finished summer semester, you know, earlier on, and I got the grade I wanted.
Yay!
Congrats! Thanks. And then, parang just things just piled up after that. Like, I was working on an event which we just finished, but the work is not done. So I kind of like had a week off, but I need to get back to work. And then, when that ended, school began like the next few days after that. So it wasn't like I had a proper transition from, you know, summer doing that event into school. So I didn't really get to close or properly end that chapter and then prepare myself for the new semester, the school year. Because parang, you know, when you go to school, you're like, okay, I'm buying supplies, I'm preparing all my, I'm preparing my bag, I have a schedule. I don't have any of that. I don't have my supplies yet. I'm working off my last semester supplies. I don't even have a schedule on my phone.
Oh my god.
So it's kind of like, I kind of, again, I feel off balance, you know, just not starting off on the right foot. I've been managing, but I think I need to get things just properly organized and all, like, go through my laptop, check, you know, all that stuff, download the syllabus. Actually, I did. I just need to properly go through it. Yeah. Like, I only ordered my planner a few days ago and I got it, so I was just in class with my own planner, nakulang na space. I was just, like, writing as much as I could, so I feel so disorganized. I feel so dysfunctional. And that's so not me. I'm a very systematic person, so... Hi, so yeah, I have like probably again like 300 tabs open in my laptop right now, which I need to go through. My Photoshop is it's too much. I have so much space. There's too much
so
space.
Funny.
Like every time I work on my laptop, the music just suddenly goes like that. Because the Photoshop is taking so much space, I'm like, wait, and it's like hanging. So but school this week was pretty chill. I like my classes. I was actually afraid of some, but I don't know. I think I just have to tolerate some people.
Like classmates?
No, professors.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's okay. It was pretty chill. Like, you know, you meet the professor, you talk about syllabus, and then since it's like two sessions in a week, the second session we already started. So, it was just the beginning of lecture. So, for me, pretty chill. Again, I'm still working on an event and then I'm heading a new team this semester, so I still need to get started on that. And many people are already asking for my deliverables, but I'm just like, it hasn't even started and you already need it. Because my head told me I'm starting at the beginning of the semester, not before then. So it's kind of pressuring also, but I mean, I have to work, so...
When's the event?
The event was done. It was last Saturday. So I kind of have to get back on beat, because there's still things to finish and satisfy other partnership deals, XNX, write articles. I've been writing. I wrote an article for Inquirer.
What? Really?
Sly Queen.
So I have to finish this stuff, and then school, and then I have to head that team, so... I'm heading a branding team, so I'm rebranding everything.
That's so fun!
So, kailangan kasi, like, in the beginning of the semester palang, that's kind of set.
Yeah.
So, but my head was like, we're starting at the beginning of the semester, not before then. So it's kind of also hard to match with the schedules of other people who need the deck pretty early on. So
okay.
I feel kind of alanganin na I can't give them like the full deck yet, but they need something. So it's kind of hard. I feel like it's not enough. So that also, I need to get on top of that thing, so you know. Ah, I talk too much!
On this episode of Lucy is Unbalanced. Nanaman.
You're chaotic.
Is it still Virgo season?
No.
No, I think we're in the transition today.
Is it Scorpio?
No, Libra?
I don't know what's next.
The next one is
Libra.
Libra and then Scorpio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it starts
next week. Oh, so when we release this, it starts when
happy Libra season. Yeah. For when we release this. Awesome. So, life has been lifing for all of us. Why are we always in sync somehow? Like, even though we have, like, very different things happening. Like, whenever we reconvene, it's like, we're all feeling the same thing. The joys of girlhood.
Oh my gosh. Title of the episode.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
The joys of... It perfectly transitions
to
our next topic.
Yes.
To beautiful. What happened... When we
went down on August 26th?
This is such an ugly segue.
How are we making it so? No, but we have to be.
Yeah, because we really wanted to talk about what happened our last girls' night. Like, we wanted it to be the main topic, but then a lot has happened, so we had to start with that. But now we're gonna talk about girls' night.
Yes.
As we do, as girly pops. So the last girls' night we had was we went out bar hopping.
No, just one bar.
I don't know.
Wait, is it a bar or is it a club?
Club.
I think it's a club, actually.
I don't know. For me, when you walk around Puebla, that's already like hopping because you're like looking at so many bars. But like,
That was after Lucy's birthday dinner. So.
Yes, it was a Lucy night for our Lucy birthday celebrant. And we went out clubbing.
Yes. Juice finally into the oont music. I'm so happy. I think
it depends on what kind.
Yeah.
Because when it's just like the techno stuff, it's so like like a lot of bass. But then when it's really like madisco. Like like ever since that night I have not stopped listening to Borderline by Madonna. I mean, I knew what that song was.
But that remix.
I was like, okay, this is on every single playlist now. But yes, it was a night, nothing horrible happened, but then we're gonna impart wisdom on how to party safely.
Honestly, so many things happened that night.
Very actually, yeah.
We were all approached in different ways.
Right.
Oh, yeah! Sorry, I have to remember.
You?
Yeah! Yes,
you weren't there. I was approached.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
It was super quick, but it's so funny. Very gutsy of him.
Dude, I don't even remember.
Why did you not mention this before?
No, because I was saving it. I was saving it for this.
Oh.
I don't know, because like we were in front near the DJ booth. And then this guy approaches me. Wait, I don't remember. I really like blocked it out of my mind.
Well, it was me and Sophie. We were like in the corner towards the front with Leon. Sorry.
And then, name drop.
And then they were like...
A good friend.
A good friend, yeah. Two guys, I think, like, probably behind Sophie, like that.
Yeah.
And then I think they just, like, approached her and turned
and they said, hey, you're really pretty. Yeah. What's your name? And then how old are you?
Or parang they said kasi, like, hi, I find you pretty. Or parang it was really weird. The opening line was something like that. It was kind of cringe.
I find you pretty as cringe to you.
No, but it was
the delivery.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
I understand. And there was like a guy who was almost like smaller than her.
He was like short. Yeah. I was debating on saying that earlier, but now I can say it. He was short.
Did I meet him?
No, not at all. Okay. So like, I don't even remember his name. But yeah, he said, I find you pretty. Like, what's your name? And then he also asked for my age. So I said, hey, I'm 21. And then he was like, oh, that's a little too young. For me, but okay.
But he looked younger.
How old are you?
He was like mid-20s. That's okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay.
I'm like, okay. And then I just, you know, I think they asked for my socials, but I was like, I have a boyfriend, sorry, which was not true at the time, but you know, gotta do what you gotta do. So, girls, take note, number one. It's okay to lie. And for boys, please do not open with, hey, I think you're pretty. Like, do better, guys. Come on. Your opening lie needs to be better if you want me to be interested or if you want anyone to be interested. So, yeah. What?
No, nothing. I was just processing that because you didn't mention it before.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
It was not
really, but it was like uneventful.
It was just so funny. I found the whole thing really like, it happened so quickly.
Actually, wait, I remembered something. I was like,
oh, sorry, I have a boyfriend. But my friend here doesn't.
I hate you! I hate you. And I was just like,
that's what we do.
And I kind of gave them a look na. I like
side-eye
bombastic.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was doing too. Like, when like, there were guys talking to us, right? And then, yeah, like, oh, what are you doing here? And like, oh my gosh, it's my friend's birthday!
Directly, right? Kainis kayo. And I was just like, who the hell? Sorry, I'm not a person who likes to be bothered talaga. Or parang, give me a good reason naman to like...
be bothered.
Yeah! But I was just like, you know, I'm a very introverted person. I just like the enjoying the moment. And then finally, yeah, this panira. Just like,
panira?
Oh my god.
Okay.
I probably had like a, sorry, a bitch face on the entire night.
You did?
Yeah. Just, you know, so people wouldn't like come up.
It was very full. It was. Yeah. It was very crowded.
It was full, but like, it was fine. You know?
It wasn't overly crowded.
Yeah.
Like, it was a decent. Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
And people naman weren't like pushy or anything like that. So it's a safe, not unsafe. It's not a violent crowd.
Right, right.
Right, but it wasn't really safe.
Yeah.
Because.
So, ganito siya. So,
actually, I want to say first, Lucy was so good because she was the one who noticed this. Like, I didn't notice this at all.
Yeah.
She's like the mother of mothers. Hot like
eyes.
When we go out, Lucy's the mother.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so weird. So we were like, okay, so if you're looking at the DJ, we were towards the left, like corner front.
Yeah.
And we were just like, you know, going, yeah. And then I just noticed like an Asian man. Sorry. I'm
we're all Asian.
No, but this was like
He was like Eastern Asian.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say that. Like, yeah.
And kind of small. He had a beard. He looked like more than mid 30s. Something like that. Yeah.
He looked old.
Yeah. So I did, like, at that point I was just like, oh, okay. I like to observe my surroundings and I don't pay attention. At that point I did not. And then I think we moved towards the center.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of noticed him also at one point from the, like, okay. And I was just like, okay, let's test this out. And then I think I had already brought it up to you.
Yeah.
And then I think kasi we went somewhere or we walked around and then we went back to the left corner.
Yeah, because we were constantly switching positions.
And then I think kasi we were also like chatting, going to the bar, all like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this guy is really following us because he was there again. So I said, let's move. And then we went to the center and he was like almost behind us. So I felt so like... not safe because you know he could do something like behind us, and then I was like, let's move. And then when he went back to the corner, we were like, he's there, and we left. I remember.
Yeah, we just decided to leave.
We left a gun.
Yeah,
and we were like holding hands wherever we
most,
went.
Like girl dinner, girl outing kind of moment. Like you're holding hands.
We didn't even get to say like, goodbye to anyone. We were just like, we're leaving.
Yeah,
that was so weird. But, like, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Thank God.
But it was still weird. Like, what other reason could he have to, like, be following us?
Diba?
Yeah.
Three girls.
Girls, party safely. Don't dance or hump up to a man behind you. Like,
at least we didn't.
Weird.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, pretty keeping our distance.
Yeah. Safe partying 101. That's how you do it.
I don't know, but also at the same time, like, it's just so unfortunate. We shouldn't have to have our guard up all the time.
We're girls,
that's why it's so sad.
Yeah.
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 Okay, moving on. Lucy went to a party also she went hopping also last night, and the same thing-ish.
Kind of happened, yeah. So we were already done with the place we went to, and they wanted to eat isaw. Diba on that road, there's isaw.
Oh, yeah.
So my friends bought isaw, and then we just sat on like the side road near a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just there talking, sitting down.
On the street?
Yeah, on the sidewalk. Yeah, not on the street.
Oh, okay.
and then like we noticed a foreigner also, like approach us, but like almost within our vicinity, and he was just sitting on a motorcycle
alone.
And, yeah, and his body was positioned towards us.
Yay.
We were four girls. And parang, I wasn't looking because I was just like, if he was there, I was like looking to my friends like this.
Okay.
So I was blocking him off. And then, but Anna, my other friends, could see at him because that's their point of view.
Yes.
So I was, and then, like, the guy's looking, and I was just like, don't, wag mo na lang pansinin. And he was just there, literally, like, either looking around, or he was, like, just literally like that, leaning against the motorcycle. And we were there for a good, like, 15 minutes.
Like, he was just there.
Not yeah. even using his phone or anything.
I didn't even pay attention. Okay. I was just, like, I could see him from the side, from my side. And then we ate, and I was like, we're leaving now. I made sure my friend was with her boyfriend, and then the four of us girls were together. So we walked to, like, the end of the street in the canto. So, away na talaga from him. This is probably, like, a good 100 meters or 200 meters away. And then he followed us to the corner. This is another street, huh? Yeah. Remember where we parked last time?
Yeah, there.
That building. Uh-huh. We were kind of in that area.
Okay.
And then he kind of walked. And, like, talagang, if I was here, he was already here.
Oh my god, so near.
Like, let's leave. So we walked. And we just tried to tago ourselves by a building. Yeah. And sitting down. And then Anna was, like, kind of outside, like, observing him. And she took a picture. I have a picture I'll show you.
Okay.
And then he just disappeared now. Like, we noticed that he left. Like, he walked past us, and I don't think he saw us anymore. And I think he left because Anna started taking pictures. Like, she was really in the open, like, taking pictures of him. So I was just like, the other girls, we were, like, hiding lang in that corner. Sitting down lang naman. And then when I noticed he walked past, he didn't even look back to see us. I was just like, okay. But still.
Nice. Creepy.
Scary.
Oh my god.
Nah.
Oh, being women. We live in a society.
Do you know the trend on TikTok that's like, you ask a man about how often he thinks about the Roman Empire.
I don't get that. I just saw that today.
You just ask a guy, and then more often than not, they'll say pretty often, which is weird, because as women, we don't think, well, I would like to believe that us three especially, we don't think about it ever.
The Roman Empire.
Yeah, but like, so the topic, well, the question was raised, what do girls think about? Like, what's the girl equivalent of that? And then I kept on seeing these two things. Taylor Swift, that's number one.
Okay, yeah.
And number two is being kidnapped or strangled as a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just wanted to share, like, that's
I think when we girlhood, go, when we go out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, when we're out at night, I'm really, like...
yeah.
Got my key out
and everything. I was just, like, holding my bag, like, the entire time.
Right? When we were out for your birthday, like, my bag was under my jacket.
I kept on, like, checking if my wallet was there. Yeah. I was like, oh my
checking
god.
Checking in my like, this, holding my shirt, and I'm like... and then resting bitch face.
Girlhood.
Yes.
That is the starter pack for any all girls night.
Yeah.
Real.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Ay, lang,
okay, well, to close things off, it can be related to what we talked about or not at all, but what's one thing you learned from how life has been treating you recently? Just to reflect. Ju? This is the Lessons with Lucy part. So.
Lessons with Lucy, so you go last.
I can't even think of my lesson.
I don't know. I guess for me, it's that it's okay that things have to change. I think this can also be related to... I had like a brief hiatus with my boyfriend, but we're back. But now we're like sort of committing to like to resolve our issues and change mm-hmm. and stuff. So... that and like adulthood stuff, you know, like change is good.
Yes.
Oftentimes. Depending on how you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It do be that time for change. Aww.
That's cute.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
Well, I was gonna say something similar, like something mm-hmm. about growth, but I guess one thing na lang is to really value, well, as girls. Really value your female friendships.
Okay, per.
Right, because, well, we did talk about girls' night and how, especially Lucy was looking out for us and we were also looking out for each other. But also, my female friendships have really helped me get to where I am right now. And I don't know, just shout out to my best friend, Gabby, because I was asking her all these questions about job interviews and one of them was really funny. It was like, I was asking her at one point, like, does this really happen? Like, does the interview process really go this way? But I was also asking her questions like, how often do you need to poo before an interview?
So, I love female friendships. Respect them.
So do, actually.
Foster them.
I feel like I've done that
already. Right? Yeah. Right? Okay, that's mine. Tanal.
I can't think! For once, I'm dumbfounded. Being a woman is hard.
Yes, that's the lesson.
Being a woman is hard in many aspects. What are the aspects?
So many.
We get.
Wait, lang. It's another. Iterate the journal.
It's another episode altogether.
That's true.
But to summarize our discussion for today, here's a case digest. Well,
what is happening?
Digestible information. If you don't want to listen to
case
the entire.
Digest. Life is hard.
Life is hard. Life is lifing. Life is hectic.
Life gives you lemons.
We're all at different points of our lives, mm-hmm. but you know, we all feel chaotic, out of balance, but I think it's just natural. It's the way you overcome and how you...
Wow! Yes.
Overcome or how you... give me a verb.
Synonyms!
Oh my god.
I like how this is full circle right now.
It's like a whole discussion.
Synonym for overcome.
Yeah.
Or
how you deal with... Yeah, how... How you tackle. Not tackle. That's not the right word.
This is so full circle.
How you, like, surpass.
There's, like, a better word.
Really. No. Strive.
Basta, a better word for overcome. There's just, like, a nicer word talaga that just brings a bell. But, yeah, we're all at different points. You hear Jewel is, like, with her job, and then Sophie is looking for a job.
And Lucy is dying.
From school.
Yeah.
So, we're at different points of her life, but
you
I think...
You know how, like, Olivia Rodrigo's Guts just came out recently?
Yes.
And then the opening song, All American Bitch, their mantras, I'm grateful all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. I sing
love that
in my
part.
Head now all the time. Because it, like, just encapsulates, like, when I'm stressed, I'm like, oh, I'm grateful all the time.
So yeah, we're stressed and all, but I think we can all relate. Parang it all factors down to one thing is that we're all going through life and going through the motions, but you know, in the end, we overcome things and we're grateful. But yeah, it's just a part of growing up. It's a part of adulthood. So
period.
Everything that we've talked about is just a part of adulthood and being a woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Olivia Rodrigo.
Thank you.
Amen.
So.
That's it. I think that was a really insightful discussion.
Yeah. Great.
The most insightful we've had in a while.
In a while.
So please enjoy.
Please, like, listen.
Do we even make sense, though?
Yeah, I think we do.
We do. And we promise we'll post consistently.
Don't promise. You cannot promise. No promises.
I don't promise. I will just ensure that we will post. I don't know if consistently, but we will. We will. But if you want more, if we hope you want more,
then listen to all our previous episodes.
Everything, and then follow us on Instagram at Girl Talk Unsupervised. And you can also find me on Instagram at jumarch_.
You can find me on Instagram at Lucia Lazares.
And I'm on Instagram at Sophie_Concha. Stay safe, girly pops.
Have a resting bitch face on!
Enjoy life and yes.